sometimes the attack against us is so hard, seemingly. Amen. And so you really have to just get right back in there and say, I know that God is with me. Amen.
Amen.
The greater one is with me, and I can win. I am a winner.
Amen.
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 So we're going to start off, and we're going to read, and I want you all to read this together with me, Psalms, the 23rd Psalm. We learned this when we were children, and it's good to learn it if you don't know it. I got the clicker. I'm looking for you to click it.
There it is.
There it is. Can everybody see that? Let's go. 1, 2, 3. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Praise God. You should say that to yourself. Learn that scripture because it's a good, you know, when things come against you, you know, God will pull those things up out of you. Amen. And you will know exactly what to say to the things that come against you. Amen. So this was a psalm that was written by David. David definitely was a sought out man. Amen. Saul wanted to kill David. And even when he was a child, he was rejected by his older elder brothers. And nobody chose him because they looked at his appearance. But God had another plan. Amen. Just like he had for this message today. I thought it was going one way, but then God switched up on me. He really did. And I thought I wasn't going to be up here long. I'm like, I don't know how long this message is going to last, Lord, because you added all this stuff. But, you know, he knows everything. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. And so he knows who's here today. He knows everything. Amen.
Amen.
So stop trying to tell God how you want it. Amen. So I'm just saying this, when you speak that God is with you, you know, you got to have the attitude, okay, that God is for you. You have to have the attitude, an attitude in your mind. Philly, people in Philly say attitude. You know, you have to have that attitude that God is always with me. Amen. And he is. I had to come into the realization about that because my attitude was
here
and there, wishy and washy all the time. And so I had to come into the realization that no matter what has come my way, that God, it was for me and God is with me. He's with me through the storm.
Mm-hmm.
He's with me through the storm. And that my attitude should reflect, amen, the truth about God, that God is good and he is with me.
Amen.
He wants us to have a steadfastness attitude, okay? But you know what? I can say this, don't be condemned if you don't, because I can tell you that I know another truth.
Yeah.
And that he said that I did not come into the world to condemn the world,
amen,
but that I come into the world that you might be saved. That's what he came. He came to help us in this world, amen? Y'all believe that?
Yeah.
Amen. So we are on this journey, and he has come to help us on our journey. It's a wonderful journey. It depends on how you look at it. Perception is everything. Am I right? Amen. Praise God. So Matthew 1:23. Let's talk about this. It says, behold, I am not used to this. Let's see here. Okay, I missed that scripture. I'm just going to read it to you then. It's Matthew 1:23, and actually, it's a It had been said before, a prophet said it back in 7:14. Amen. Well, it's the same thing. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to read Matthew 1:23. It says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is interpreted God with us." So Isaiah, who was one of the major prophets, had prophesied this about Jesus coming to this earth, amen, to be with us. And so we know that he had come to help us and not harm us. And then another prophecy that Isaiah had is 9:6, and that's not up there either. Praise God. This was God coming in on the last minute telling us this. Okay. It says, "A child is born, a son is given, and the government shall rest upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace shall there be no end." Amen. So let me talk about this government, because this just blew my mind. God told me this, and I was like, he said he's the Prince of Peace, and he governs with peace. Amen. His government is by peace. And he lets us know that in every generation, he has a remnant of people. Amen. A remnant of people who will believe him and allow him to rule and reign in their hearts with the peace of God. Amen. And so I just look at this, and this peace that he's ruling and reigning with, it's not just to the end of this world, but it's eternal. It goes past this world. Amen. But it's always been true about God. Okay, from every generation, at the beginning, he always found someone. He found Noah, he found Abraham, and down through the lineage, all the way down, he found someone. He found Mary, and Mary said, "Let your will be done." Yeah. Amen. And so, because of that, he is ruling and reigning by peace. His government is by peace. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just believe that it's important for us to know that Jesus came to the earth, and that before he came to the earth, he was in God form. Amen. He was in God form. And then he came in and became a man. It's important because, you know, a man had to die as a sacrifice. Okay, for us. He had to die. He says, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. It's got to be an even scale. Amen. So, but before, his pre-existence was, he was God. Okay, he was God. In the Word of God, the Word of God says that he, at the beginning, God was the Word, and the Word was with God. And then the Bible tells us down in John 1:14, I believe, it says then he became flesh. Amen. And that's us. Okay. So the sacrifice had to be a person. You know, it had to be a person. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's about saving us. It's about saving us. We don't have to save ourselves, but he didn't want it to be about bulls and heifers and things of that nature. Because actually, and to tell you the truth about it is that when they did slay those, you know, animals back then, the blood that they shed there was just a covering. It wasn't like what we have today, a washing. See, we are washed, okay? There's no sin there. They had to go back every year, you know, to do this sacrifice. But Jesus says once and for all. So he washed our sin away. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. So let me look at this scripture. I want you to think about a few things here. Philippians 2:5. 7. Do I have that? Yep. Okay. So what does it say there? It says that let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, where the word is, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. Amen. Or men. Amen. So we can see here, I just want to look at a few things with this scripture. And if you look at let this mind, let indicates that I have a will. So you can reject it or you can accept it. That's you know, that's your will. God's not going to override that. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, what did he say? I will fear no evil. So he had a will. You know, he could have been afraid and walked away and say, this is too hard. But he didn't. He said, I will fear no evil. I know that God is with me. Amen. And so this mind being in you is about an attitude. The attitude that you have. I know a lot of people will look at this verse of scripture and basically say, well, you know, it's about humbling yourself. And that's all good. It is. But I want you to, you know, kind of pay attention, because God wants us to really focus on this, that he did come into this world to help us. And he is with us when we're going through our storms, when we're going through those things that just seem so hard and overwhelming to our minds. Yeah. He is with us. And you have to say that. You have to realize that he is in me. He is here to guide me, to guide me with that peace that he has, that just, you know, like an anchor, you know, to let me be steadfast, that no matter what is coming, no matter what is here, I believe you, and you are for me, and you are with me, and I don't have to worry about it. Amen. Amen. Come on, y'all. So, he chose to become a man. Okay, he could have just stayed up on the throne, but he chose to become a man with his own blood sacrifice to help us and to allow us to be ruled and reign, allow him to rule and reign in our hearts. Okay. I can say that if perhaps you may not be being governed by peace, even though you have the Prince of Peace in you, you know, you can. Everybody can. And I spend time with the Lord when I realize this. I share this with other people that, you know, I just sit in his presence. I just sit in his presence. And the Bible tells me that his spirit is able to divide the spirit from the soul. In other words, I can sit in his presence and know what fear is. I can sit and separate it from who God is. I can sit in his presence and understand what worry is. I can see it. Thank you, Jesus. And as I sit in his presence like that, his flavor just start working inside of me. His aroma is working and the smell is on me. Amen. And so I know I continue to do this, and I noticed that the fear goes away, you know, because God didn't give us a spirit of fear. We all know that. We hear that scripture all the time. God did not give me a spirit of fear. And we say it. But then when something happens, look, you know, we are afraid. News come and we are afraid. Instead, you know, going before him and saying, what are you saying to me, God, about this situation? And when he speaks to your heart, you know, he wants a response. Sometimes a response will be a tear. Sometimes it'll be laughter. Sometimes it'll be joy. Okay. Whatever, you know, you can shout. Just like Sharon's over there. You know, she was getting ready.
Hey, you're going
in. You know, it could be any of those responses, but he do want a response back from you. But you first got to hear him. You first have to let him, you know, just wash you all in your soul. This is about soul salvation, okay? Yeah, I know we're being saved in our souls, even though we are born again and we have salvation. But, you know, we're walking up this journey. This is our journey that we're walking out. And the more we learn about who he is and how wonderful he is, and he's truly good, and he's not against us, and he's not trying to dog us out and stomp on us. And, you know, that's a goodness that we feel. That's a goodness that we experience, you know. And we can be bold. Amen. Let me read this scripture. This is Isaiah. It says, "This is what the sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. Only in returning to me and resting in me will you be saved. In quietness and confidence is your strength." Amen. In quietness and confidence is your strength. So you go before him, and, you know, I don't care how many minutes you spend before God, just do it. You know what I'm saying? You can do it any time of the day. You know, I mean, in the morning is great for me. When God get me up early before the sunrise, and I get so much goodness there, you know, it's just like, it's just overwhelming. But I don't want to be, you know, getting up and I'm all sleepy and I'm like, oh God, I can't stay up. I want quality time with God. Amen. So when I sit in his presence, I want to be focused on him. I want to be focused in his, what his word says about me. You know, and as I do that, and I start on my way, I mean, things just come to me. Things, you know, I don't even have to pray sometimes. And, you know, God just, I just thinking, and all of a sudden it shows up.
Hey.
What is that?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's the presence of God just walking with you.
Uh-huh.
And you can know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. So this is so important to us as people of God.
Amen.
Just to allow ourselves to, you know, don't, you know, just turn off the TV, turn off the radio. You know, sometimes just turn it off sometimes, and just let God be God. I go in the bathroom if I have to. Sometimes people get chittery and chattery around you. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta go. I just gotta steal away. So it's good. I just gotta get with God, just by myself, me and Him, my lover. He is my lover. He loves me so much. And I just got to hear what he is saying. Because sometimes my soul starts to shake, you know, like this, and move around. But then God, watch out. Don't let me stop. I'm serious, though. This is real, because, you know, sometimes your life depends on this. You know, you're going on your job, and you don't know if you're going to have a job, because somebody want to act a fool. Sometimes it's your marriage. You don't know if it's going to last. These are serious issues. God cares about our issues. Hashikibara. Yes, he cares about our issues.
Come on, go in.
Sometimes you're facing some sickness, death. He cares. He cares for you. He cares about us. And so we can sit in his presence, and we can hear what he has to say. And we can be confident. And when we get up, he's always with us. But sometimes, you know, that presence is about acknowledging and focusing. He says he's able to divide bone from marrow. That's pretty close. Okay? So he's able to go into the crevices of your mind and your heart and talk to you. Oh, let me tell you. He's able to do that. And he can woo you. You might not believe it, but I do. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I might sound religious. I like this church because everybody is accepted, whoever you are, wherever you are. You know what? God is able to do abundantly above what I ask or think. And it doesn't matter what I look like. He has not denied me. I am so glad about it. I can wear my dress long or I can wear it short. Because he loves me. And he want a relationship with you. He wants to walk on this journey with you. Not just sit back and sit up in heaven and say, yeah, I'm watching down and, you know, let me see how she gonna make it. She gonna get over. How she gonna do? She can be tested now. But God is right here. He came to the earth. I read these scriptures because he came to the earth. This is the reality of God coming to the earth to live inside of you if you accept him. And when you accept him, you have the ability to walk with him and talk with him and tell him everything. And he'll tell you. And you'll get up and you'll know what to do. May seem crazy, but he's able to do that. And then it just doesn't stop there. It's just not about you. Come on. Here comes the spinach now. How he's going to speak into your life to speak to somebody else. Everybody is charged to speak to somebody else's life. Amen. To save somebody. You know, how many times have you been saved? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Ooh, how many times you've been saved, Pastor Wendell? Oh, my God. And he has. And he has. He has kept you, the angels, and set the angels beside you. You know, that's the word of God. That's the word of God. He will protect you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, guess what? It's over. All these pages I thought I had, but, you know, God has said what he has had to say. Okay. I just want to say today that if there's anything that you're struggling with in your life, I don't care what it is, you know, take a step of faith and know that God can fix it. Amen. He can turn it around. You know the song say he can turn it around.